been a busy day on the phone, three-day weekend, maybe a lot of work going on and catch up around the yard. Let's get right to it. Nick, welcome to the program. Go ahead, sir.
Hello?
Yes, sir.
Can you hear me?
We can.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I've been planting winter lawns since 1979, and this is the first year I've noticed on the perennial rye bag, the seed said it was from Denmark. And that's one of my questions. Is this something new? Because it always used to come from Oregon. And my other problem is I planted a front yard winter lawn for a neighbor, and starting in late February, the Bermuda was starting to grow, and now the Bermuda is really growing in amongst the winter lawn, and I'm wondering, is it too early to stop watering the winter lawn? I really don't know if I should thatch it or what, because the Bermuda is like 3 inches high, and some of the areas of the winter lawn are starting to brown out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Things are transitioning a lot quicker this year. I've my winter lawn's about half. I just let it go ahead and start transitioning. I just start mowing it shorter. I don't turn the water off. I just don't increase it. And so we're in the middle of that at my house. As far as the question on the origin of the seed, now we used to plant years ago for a winter lawn, and some people still do. You can still find it here and there. A grass called Poa trivialis, which was a type of bluegrass. And I believe, if I'm not mistaken, that came from Holland or Denmark. But I haven't noticed ryegrasses coming from that far. Gosh, that seems like it would be awfully expensive to ship. I don't know how they would compete with that. But maybe something I'll look into. I guess the answer really to that is I don't know. But if your Bermuda grasses are really starting to kick in and grow, I would say in most cases that's probably not quite the normal, because our nights have still been in the 40s and 50s. So Bermuda grasses are still not really actively growing, but we had those 90-degree days that kind of maybe burnt the ryegrasses up a little bit. So you could start transitioning. I certainly don't think I would dethatch yet. That's something we want to make sure the Bermudas are really growing fast. So it's more of a May, June type of an activity.
No, I completely cut the water to mine last week just to help dye it off. But you said you haven't. Should I leave some water on?
Yeah, I water mine a little bit. But, you know, it's not enough to keep the ryegrass really. I mean, it's just not enough for
okay.
it. So if you want to force it for a week or so, that's probably not a big deal.
Let's bring Scott on the line next at 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you. Go ahead, Scott.
Hi, I have a ocotillo I planted last fall, which I realize now is probably not the best time to plant. But I noticed that all throughout my neighborhood, any other ocotillos are fully green and blooming, and mine just seems to have absolutely no signs of new growth. I was wondering what I could do about that.
Well, ocotillos are one of those plants that can be really difficult to transplant. Now, the ones in your neighborhood are probably established. Yours is pretty new. They do probably want some water, you know, about and that's what makes ocotillos leaf out in the where they're growing in nature is whether they have moisture or not. So we see them leaf out in the spring and the winter, especially if we have a wet winter. And then they'll leaf out again in the monsoons a lot of times. So it depends on the availability of moisture for them to leaf out. So I've found that, you know, even getting the canes watered once in a while, maybe once a month, give it a good drink, would probably help it get some new roots, start growing, get rooted. What they do with those, you know, they just go out and harvest those. They dig them up literally out of the desert somewhere. The guy gets a permit to harvest ocotillos in a certain area. He goes out and digs up a truckload of them, hauls them around to the nurseries. They sell them. They could be sitting a long time without any, you know, soil around the roots. And, you know, sometimes they sit too long. Sometimes they don't survive the transplant. You never know. I've also seen them take up to 3 or 4 years before they leafed out, and they finally did. So they're kind of a weird plant when it comes to that.
If you've ever tried to maintain an ocotillo, you find out why so many of them end up as decorative fence posts.
they're well-armed. They make a great fence. You don't want to climb through that fence.
No, no. Let's see if we can sneak Kevin in. And I would toke you real quick before we wrap up the hour. Go ahead, Kevin.
Hi, how are you today?
Good.
So I hired a landscaper and bought a bunch of Italian cypress and three ficus. And he went ahead and planted them in the ground. He just took them right out of the pot and just set them in the ground. A friend of mine told me he should have busted up the balls before he put them in the ground.
No. We don't recommend that.
Okay.
You might take a plant if it's very root bound and it's just a big mass of roots and score or do some cutting scoring around to break those roots to get them out of the habit of just going in a circular pattern. But we really don't advise actually breaking that root ball up. That usually does more harm than good.
That once that air gets on it, it kind of game over in a lot of
it just shocks them, and they generally go into shock and don't recover.
And you'll be at Harper's Nursery for the rest of the day?
Yeah, in about 20 minutes.
That's on
2529 North Hayden Road, just south of Thomas on Hayden.
Harper's Nursery, thank you as always for being here.
Happy Easter.
Happy Easter.
Pick up the Saturday edition of the Arizona Republic for Rosie's Home Improvement column, where we cover the most important topics that every homeowner needs to know.